Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendoy Cogules Show. My name is Nixendoy Cogules, the namesake for this here podcast. This idea I was thinking about earlier this week, so I might as well do it. This is if you want to get started with content creation, specifically aimed towards gaming, GNU Linux operating systems, AI, and music. Basically, multimedia content creation as a whole. I didn't realize that I hadn't even talked about this yet, so I might as well do so. Let's start this up immediately so I don't lose track of anything. First things first. You'll need to do some research on parts that even support a GNU Linux operating system. Most modern hardware will support these operating systems just fine, but not every piece of it. For example, do you want to use for your spare PS4 controller you have lying around? Gaming on Linux with one is fully supported, and I'd imagine a DualSense for the PS5 too. Now, I won't get into all kinds of peripherals, only those for regular PC gaming with a mouse, keyboard, or potentially a controller of some kind here. That said, I'll get into the motherboard first. Now, for the motherboard, that's an easy pick. Currently, I have a B550 Aorus Pro AC Revision 1.0, but we'll be switching to an MSI motherboard that supports what is called Core Boot. Core Boot is essentially a free software BIOS replacement for the proprietary BIOS that could be used as a backdoor for some nasty stuff. Not saying that it is used, but it has the potential for exploits of the backdoor that could be in the proprietary BIOS. This only works with specific Intel chipsets primarily, so I'll probably need an Intel machine. Fortunately, there are MSI motherboards that support Core Boot for Intel, so that's what I would recommend, one of which is the MSI Z690A. A few AMD chipsets support this, but modern AMD is not possible at the moment. This is done in order to avoid being potentially backdoored on this front. Speaking of, the next part you'll need to research is the CPU. I've established that Intel will be your best bet in order to avoid getting ratted by spyware on the hardware side of things. That said, it'd be better for one to grab a good quality Intel CPU, so in my case, that would be the Intel Core i9-12900KF. Yes, it's a 12th gen Intel CPU. I don't trust the 13th and 14th gen options from them, because they apparently have irreversible damage that can be done because of, wait for it, lack of proper computer care. Yes, at the time of recording this, it's roughly $280. Going from PC Part Picker and the settings I have. But I think an i5 or an i7 might do for the price point if you want to use my method. If you want to get an AMD option, if you're doing an AMD build, your best bet will probably be a Ryzen 5000 series CPU to start with, like the R5 5600X, for example. Eventually, you could go for something like a Ryzen 7000 series CPU if you can handle how that's supposed to be built. Just know that for this tutorial, I won't be using AMD. Though, in my current build, I have a Ryzen 9 5900X. Next, the CPU cooler. Almost any CPU cooler will be supported, but I wouldn't go for one with RGB unless it's supported by a protocol called OpenRGB, which I have used quite a bit in the past. Something like 23 or 24, I think. Otherwise, forget about RGB on your cooler, GPU, motherboard, etc. However, the one I'm going for is a Be Quiet Pure Loop 2FX, which is an AIO that would work out very well for me. Knowing that, I'm quite a hardcore gamer and I want the performance, and also, I want the CPU to be pretty darn cool. Maybe an AI too, since that could help when the CPU and GPU work together well with AI, depending on the manufacturer of your hardware. Next up, your random access memory, or RAM. Almost all of it is supported on Linux, so you don't have to worry about that. I currently rock 32GB of DDR4, as that's the recommendation for what I do, which is video editing, AI, and even content creation in general. However, if you can do it right for content creation, 16GB you might be able to get away with. I'd recommend 32 or 64 of the latest RAM, which is DDR5, just in case. Heck, if you want to do 128GB, by all means, knock yourself out. RAM these days is being hogged by some apps, Chromium-based apps in particular. So have some extra, just in case. Next, storage. Almost any storage device, whether it be a hard drive, SSD, or M.2, it will most likely work with Linux. I have a 500GB Samsung 970 EVO for my OS drive, and a 2TB Seagate Barracuda Compute as my HDD of choice, 7200 RPM. Usually, this is the recommended setup, but with maybe a different format, like an M.2 that's 2TB or more, alongside the smaller M.2, in terms of storage capacity. In the build I'm considering, if I do another desktop build, I have the same configuration, but replacing the CUDA with a Western Digital Black 4TB drive. Since I do quite a bit of content creation myself, though that had slowed down as of late. Next step, it will be your GPU. I'll just roll with it, I don't care. Now, for this one, I decided I'm still going to go with NVIDIA because I need access to the CUDA cores, which is a requirement for AI. That, and for video editing, this will require an NVIDIA card. In my future build, I've eyed a 4060 16GB version, which is 4GB more than my current GPU, which has 12. That would be my Zotac Gaming Overclocked 3060 LHR that I have. And it's 12GB of DDR6, GDDR6. Again, this is a plan which I have, if I don't just have to buy a laptop from System76, which I've also considered. Next, we have the case. Do an airflow case that's good for your climate outside of the house. In my case, pun intended, I currently have a Thermaltake S300 with a tempered glass window. That would be replaced in my future build with a Fractal Design Define 7. Just because Fractal makes some nice quality cases for a good price. Then comes the power supply. You want one that's efficient when the estimated wattage of your machine is less than 60% of the capacity of the PSU. For example, you'll want a 1000-watt PSU if your computer would draw less than 600 watts. That's just an example. If it goes over 60%, efficiency might be damaged, as far as I know. I'd recommend getting something that is less than 60% of your total wattage, with an efficiency rating of 80 plus gold or above, all the way up to platinum and titanium. I have a 750-watt PSU from EVGA, which is actually a high-end PSU, but the one I am eyeing doesn't have a price at the moment, likely because the storefront I'm going through do not have it. EVGA is really good with their parts, and even made some of the best GPUs before that was stopped because of primarily NVIDIA's antics. I originally had a 2060 from EVGA, their KO model, which was really good for my needs at the time. Next, the monitor. Don't make the mistake I made and get one designed for Windows only. I made a mistake by originally purchasing an Aorus FI27Q SA, which was DRM'd to be Windows only. Bad idea. I now have an MSI monitor, the G274 QPF. And guess what? No issues with X or Wayland, should I need to use Wayland. I'm staying on X11, for Wayland is not ready for primetime at all, and by design too. Someone was actually ambitious enough to develop for X11 again, and I was able to see an update go through for Xorg, which still works even now. I know it won't be deprecated sometime soon. At least, I hope so. Anyway, the point is, if you use Linux, use an MSI monitor. You'll thank me later. Keyboards, mice, headsets. I use Razer products, as I know they're good quality, but not the best. The prices tend to be good, though Razer can make some doo-doo items sometimes. The mouse I have, the Basilisk version 2, is fantastic for my needs. The Black Widow Elite, with Razer yellow switches, which are linear for mechanical keyboard. My goodness, are they holding up 4.5 years later. The headset I use, the Razer Black Shark version 2, is also a good purchase for a headset. Just know that the microphone is not great unless you're willing to find a way to increase the sound quality on it by doing some EQ on the mic. That I'd recommend to begin with. However, I've been thinking instead of using a DOS keyboard for root keyboard because I like wired things, a SteelSeries Rival 5 for a mouse, and a different headset other than the Black Shark, since apparently Razer isn't good with headsets supported on Linux. At least I can get 5.1 with the Black Shark, though. Only if I plug it into the line output. That's the condition. Now, I had gone ahead and wrote this before recording, but I'll get into controllers now. Granted, only do the controllers like you see with a PS4, Xbox One, X or S, maybe a Nintendo Switch controller. All of those work well, and I'd imagine this will include the second generation Switch controller, the DualSense controller, and the new Xbox controllers, since the Linux kernel supports it. Then again, I'd go for potentially a custom controller, or a stock one straight from the manufacturer, which is what I had when I got my PS4 a while back, the manufacturer's controllers. I have one of those knockoff Switch controllers as well, which is USB-C when wired, but it's wireless also, and that's probably not a big deal for me, personally speaking. Despite that, probably an officially licensed Switch Pro controller would work very well for your needs if you're into that. For me, it's a DualShock 4 all the way. This is unscripted, but if you want a arcade fight stick, the Hori Real Arcade Pro 4 Kai will work as a plug-and-play fight stick or arcade stick, whatever the heck you call those things. And I would imagine other fight sticks could work as well. Maybe I should try that one of these days, maybe do a test and see which games would work with them, or rather, which distribution would work with a fight stick. Well, that's where I'm going to be leaving this episode. Speaking of this podcast, each episode comes out every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on YouTube and Podcast 2.0 catchers like Wavelake, Fountain, Podverse, etc. Also, go ahead and grab the RSS feed and place it into your Podcast 1.0 catcher if you'd like to listen, but don't want to use a different podcast player for Podcast 2.0. That's what RSS is for. That being said, this was the Nixendorf Kogibble Show for this week. Thank you, and good night.